This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We are coming to you live. Tom is on a cruise ship, so goodness knows, that's what a time to be alive. You're in the middle of the ocean and live with us here. That is so cool. How are you, Dad?
I'm doing just absolutely great and having a blast and very excited about John. He's a role model of mine. This guy is a pioneer. He does some crazy stuff that usually works out really, really well in the form of promotions and things like that. He did a big pivot a year ago and courageous pivot that was magnificently done. And I love the guy, Adrian. He's a good man.
That is so cool. I do too. John Haremza is the real deal and has built this profession the right way for a long time. And we're grateful to have him today. So, John, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am fantastic, and Tom's making me jealous with this cruise thing. I'm in Vegas here, and it's been raining for 2 days.
Well, don't get too excited. What's the outside temperature on that beautiful cruise ship of yours there, Thomas?
About 25 degrees. It's been chilly ever since we left Texas, but we're getting warm tomorrow. We'll be in Mexico.
Tell them to watch out for icebergs.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Oh, so let's get the show on the road, Adrian. We're talking to John. John is a traditional network marketer that uses Eric Worre and the Masterminds and all those guys to learn what's going on in the world, but he never, ever has forgotten where he came from. And that's fundamental network marketing. And if we get anything across today, it's getting everybody to understand that getting back to living rooms, one-on-ones, in-person, phone calls, whatever it is, use the internet to maybe pull those people in. But if you think that you're going to build a giant business not talking to people, you're out of your mind, and we're not going to let you buy that hype from everybody else. Right, John?
Well, 100%. I mean, you know, you can use, like you said, you can use the technology, the internet, the AI. You can use it all to, you know, try to, you know, get someone interested to inquire, but the quicker you can pick that phone up and, you know, get on the phone, meet them in person if they're local, or get on a Zoom, you know, because people buy people. I mean, at the end of the day, people buy people. And so if you can, you know, share your passion and your excitement about what it is you're doing, you know, belief is everything. I mean, that's what I talk about as well. Belief is everything. And so that's the best way to convey that belief is, you know, getting on the phone with somebody, picking that phone up.
I think that's so well said. And, you know, people, they need to feel your energy. And I think that's true now more than ever, right? It's, you know, AI has done some incredible things in the world. I think AI has leveled the playing field in some really meaningful ways. And at the same time, I think that we're more cognizant of ever of, like, you know, is this person, you know, I want to actually feel this person's energy. I want to feel, you know, are they the real thing? Are they the real deal? And can I really, you know, is this somebody who I'd want to partner with? Is this somebody who I'd want to follow? Because if we're talking about building a business together, this isn't just a transaction, right? This is something that has some longevity to it. And you've got to prove to that person that you're worthy of their time and attention, right, John?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line, like I always tell people, is, you know, when someone says yes, I mean, that's when the job begins, right? Not when it ends. Right. And I think a lot of people get that mixed up. It's, you know, I even say you can't sponsor yourself to the top, right? You have to duplicate yourself. I mean, the only thing that's going to grow any of our businesses, right, is new people. You have to bring new people in. And the best way to do that is set the example by doing it yourself. But at the end of the day, if you don't help those people, you know, grow and duplicate and learn the fundamentals, you know, then you kind of got a revolving door. And so recruiting is one side, but keeping them and paying attention to them, be responsive, And like you said, you know, getting on the phone, and it's a relationship business when you can get face to face, because that's what's going to really hold those people. Because every company, and I know I'm kind of probably going on a soapbox here, but every company is going to have their ups and downs, right? And, you know, don't lose your head in the ups and don't lose your shirt in the downs, but maintain a levelness. And, you know, not that there aren't times where, you know, decisions have to be made, but every company is going to have its ups and downs, its good days and bad days, and good years and bad years. So you got to weather the storm. And the relationships are going to help you do that.
I'm taking down that quote because I've never heard that before, and I love that. Don't lose your head in the ups, and don't lose your shirt in the downs. That hits the nail on the head. And you've been around this profession for a long time, John, and you've seen your fair share of ups, and you've seen your fair share of downs. And, you know, what does it look like to how do you really prepare yourself to be able to, you know, to take both sides of that spectrum? Because it takes some work to get yourself into that place.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, when a company has that, let's say that hero product where the product kind of becomes the opportunity, it can explode, right? I mean, it can explode. And what happens many times, people can come in during that window. And what they do is they make the mistake that they think all this success is a result of them being so good. And really, it's they've got an incredible environment. Yes, they're working hard. They're taking action. But you take that same person in, you know, a company that is not in, like, some serious growth or momentum, right? Because momentum never lasts. That's the other thing. People make the mistake of thinking, you know, they've got something incredibly hot. And what I tell people is, you've got something hot. You've got an 18 to 24 month window, right? To do as much as you can during that, because in 18 to 24 months, either competition, regulation, or the company's going to mess it up, right? And so take advantage of that. So, you know, I've experienced that. I've had a couple hero products, a couple incredible runs that, you literally can't mess it up. But once you do mess it up, then literally you can't do anything right. Right. So it's working through those times and valuing them and realizing, again, it's, you know, great success. Yes. You have to work hard. You have to, you know, build relationships. All of those things are important, but don't make the mistake to think it's all you.
That's exactly right. What do you think, wizened old Tom with the cool glasses like his son?
Well, I was trying to model Adrian and look a little bit more like him. So you see my head's a little smaller than his because I sat way back and I just feel real good about the whole deal. But yeah, he's 100% right. And we all have this flash in the pan success for maybe 6 months or so. I'll never forget that sampling program, John, where you made so much money in nothing flat. It was unbelievable. But you were smart enough to recognize it was an anomaly. Stay true to your course. Keep your team alive and engaged in the good times and the bad times. And don't leave your company unless the end is near. I mean, what happened to John that I said was so brave was he saw a situation where he had to pivot. And because he's a professional network marketer, he pulled it off. But I'll tell you what, that wasn't an easy choice for him. Most of us just suck it up and take whatever they're throwing at us because it is so hard to build to the top of companies. And doing it once, doing it twice, doing it three times, doing it four times, like John's done in his life, I'm telling you what, that's a one in a million guy. Anybody that's done it twice is it's just so unusual. So, John, I have so much respect for you because people will literally follow you anywhere, and you never, ever take them off course. You've got to believe it. Before the show, we were talking about the various things that could derail people. And, you know, you were brave enough to tell us, you know, I'm not sure about this AI, knowing full well that that's what we're kind of doing, because you just wanted to make darn sure that we were absolutely clear that you are for your team and for your people. And that, from the bottom of my heart, shows so much integrity. The brave people, you are bringing these people into this business, and they have to know that you've got their back and that your eyes are popping open at 2 o'clock in the morning thinking about them. And that's how you roll, right, John?
Yeah, no question. I mean, I'm very responsive. It doesn't matter. I don't, you know, where it is, you know, how deep they are. I mean, somebody messaged me, somebody texts me, somebody wants to do a three-way phone call. You know, I'm going to do my best to respond timely and do it for them. And so, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, AI, whatever, I don't care. In my mind, the three-way phone call is still the most powerful tool there is in the whole toolbox.
Very good. And, another thing that's pretty cool about John and I that he's never noticed, and I'm going to point it out to him. When we were in our 30s, 40s, maybe even our 50s, we were making all this money, but we didn't even have time to really work because we were too busy having fun and spending the money. But now I'm up at age 72, and I'm just so happy that somebody wants to do a three-way call with me. They, you know, because, you know, you, as you get older, you're kind of like written out of the script, and you're going, oh, my God, this is so nice to talk to somebody on the phone. What can I do for you? So, you guys, use John. I mean, use your the wise people of the business. And a lot of people, because we've been around so doggone long, are getting wise. And these kids have got a lot of tricks, but we've got true tested fundamentals to make your life work. And it all boils down to real relationships. Right, John?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it right there, because you can do the AI, you can do all the social media, you can do all that. But if you don't build a real relationship, you know, they're going to, you know, leave you, abandon you at the first obstacle. But if you do end up having, you know, because one of the reasons I think, you know, people that have been doing this as long as you and I continue to have the level of success that we've had and not have this flash in the pan is because we have real relationships that we have built. You know, people trust us. People know we're going to do what we say we're going to do, and we follow through with our word and what we commit to. I mean, I follow through to the fault. I mean, even if I wish I would have never made that commitment, if I told somebody I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Right?
Yeah. That's exactly right, Adrian. That's something for you to pay attention to and learn.
All right, you whippersnapper. That sounds like a good plan. No, I totally agree. And I think that there is this opportunity more than ever that there's cheap tricks out there, right? There's things that are you can cut a lot of corners because the technology allows you to do that. And that's both a risk and an opportunity, because I think on the other side of that is that the people who actually care and know how to use the tools are going to have a tremendous advantage, because you can create the best of both worlds. And so there's some powerful things there. This has been a great conversation already. We are talking to the real deal, John Haremza, in network marketing. And I'm enjoying it a lot already. We're going to take a quick break here in a minute. While we do, go to John Haremza, HAREMZA.com, and we'll be back right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're back at Stomp Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and John Harensma. And it's really cool, kind of playing the old pancake game. We got Adrian, a little whippersnapper between two old vets. And what's exciting is Adrian's learning from us, and we're learning from these kids. And, you know, I'll tell all you people, interview old people and find out their stuff. Find out what they know. But you old people, interview the kids. These kids are the future, and they are doing some magnificent stuff. And when you start doing that, you see that there isn't that much difference. Everybody wants relatedness. Everybody wants human connection. They don't do, you know, to them, Facebook's, you know, nobody's on Facebook anymore to the kids. They're all on Twitch and all this crazy stuff, and that's okay with me. I've got a community I love. I've got Alcoholics Anonymous. I've got, obviously, NowSite. I've got network marketing. I've got communities there where I feel like I belong. I feel like I'm loved. I feel like I can trust those people, and I feel like I'm safe with them. And that's all I ever really wanted. And I'm there now. And what I want for all of you is that. So we're back with John Harensma right now, who's got fundamentals down pat. Where do you think the industry's going, John?
Well, I mean, I think the industry is going to thrive. You know, number one is just because of what's going on in the world. I mean, you know, right now, everybody, I mean, their wages haven't gone up. Everything they spend money on has gone up. There's a desperate need for people to wake up and realize things aren't going to get better overnight, and they're going to need to take some action. You know, they're not going to go to their boss and say, hey, I need another $50,000 just to offset this inflation and the craziness that's going on. You need to take it upon yourself. And the network marketing industry is one of the only ways, I mean, for the masses, that you can really go out there and build some real security, right? Some secondary income that could result in full-time income, dream income, a life that you couldn't have ever imagined before, versus sticking your head in the ground and think that somehow something is going to magically change in our country, in our world, that is going to make everything okay again. It's not. You have to take some action. A secondary income, I think, is required, and I don't think there's a better one out there than a good network marketing venture. And I will say one other thing. I just want to, because I don't want anybody to get me wrong, I am absolutely a fundamental person, right, in relationships and talking to people, but I also recognize the incredible need for technology. I mean, you're not going to compete in this world if you don't have technology. Technology, you know, is an incredibly important part. It's one of the things that attracted me even to the company I'm with now is technology, right? And I'm part of the Now side. I have an outside as well. So I believe in all of that stuff, but it's not, don't go overboard with any of it, right? You still have to have, you know, the real person, right?
That I think that's exactly right, right? You let the tools be exactly that. They're tools. And we pull the right tool out for the right job, and we don't walk around with a hammer thinking everything looks like a nail, because that's not how people want to be treated, right? And so we have to adapt to the new technologies. We have to adapt as, you know, social media came along, right? You could have buried your head in the ground, and here we are, you know, 25 years later, and it's not going anywhere, right? And so we have to adapt with the times, but I think the people who can both be adaptive and also keep their heads and their wits about themselves to understand that the true human nature, that people's desire for connection and belonging and, you know, all the community, all these things, that those are going to never go away. It's just the formats in which we receive those things are what change over time. That's really where the magic happens. And you've done that, right, John? You've continued to adapt throughout your career because you know that that's what it's going to take to continue to be on top.
Yeah, I mean, I intermingle, you know, the fundamentals, right, with the new technology, with everything that's going, the social media, all of that. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be where I am, and if I wouldn't have, I'd be a dinosaur, right, and wondering what happened and trying to beg people to try to listen to me. You have to use the technology. You have to use the tools. You have to be with what's going on in the world. You can't fight it. It's happening. You got to learn to adjust and adapt. Take what you know. As a matter of fact, you know, Tom, you mentioned a little bit ago about, you know, you and I being older, your son, Adrian, is younger. You know, talk to some older people. They've got unbelievable wisdom, right? But then it's the freshness and some of the new ideas of the younger people. It's the same thing. Don't be so, you know, fixed in your way is because you're old and got wisdom that you're not open to what the younger people, because they're our future, right? They're the future of network marketing. They're the future of our country, in our world. So, it's a combination of working together.
Amen. And if we
treat them with respect and let them feel like they're listened to, they're going to say the same thing about us. And it's just a matter of not doing some goofy conversation where you're invalidating anybody because of their age, either direction. And as I get closer to the break now, we'll be back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News News Update. New this hour, the United Nations fires 12 staffers for their alleged involvement in the October 7th terrorist attack in Israel. 1,200 Jewish people slaughtered at a music festival and area kibbutzes. Hamas still holding 130 Israelis and Americans hostage. In other news, former President Donald Trump ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll a whopping total of $83 million in damages for defaming her. The jury deliberated for 3 hours and came to a unanimous verdict. Taking a look now at USA business stories, the LA Times announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff, or about 115 people, from the newsroom. These job cuts expected as the owners of California's largest daily paper say it's losing between $30 and $40 million a year. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We are talking to John Haremza, and I want to make sure we actually get this at the beginning of this segment, because I want to make sure you get a chance to go and take advantage of this. So John has an awesome website with a bunch of resources on it. It's John Haremza, HAREMZA.com. I'll put it up on the screen for those of you that are tuned in live with us here on Facebook. But go over there, and John, I want to give you a chance to share about this. John has written some incredible books for the network marketing profession, and we were chatting about this before, and he wants to hook you up. And so, John, tell our friends what they got a chance to win today.
Well, I have, these four little booklets, right? You know, one of our topics here today is the Y Network Marketing. There's a beautiful little booklet. I kind of tailored them after the quote booklets from, you know, Jim Rohn and some of those other guys, but it's kind of taking my whole book, like the chapter on network marketing, and condensing it into something, you know, you can use it to build your own belief, you know, even giving it to other people, right? And then I have another one on overcoming objections. I think that, you know, again, some of the core fundamentals on how to overcome objections, the feel, felt, found, the, you know, scale of 1 to 10, really helping people understand how to utilize those. My small step philosophy, which basically is every single decision you make in your life has an impact on the outcome of your life, right? I mean, every decision matters regardless of how small or insignificant. So a whole bunch of examples and how to utilize that. And of course, one of the things I believe is incredibly important is your mindset, right? I mean, without the proper mindset, when you're stinking and stinking, you're no question your business is going to shrink. So being conscious and giving you some tools to help keep that mindset. But yes, the first 10 people that go to my website, send me a message through my website, put the Tom Chenault Show in the subject title, and I won't charge you shipping or anything. I'm going to send you all 4.
How cool is that?
I know. Family members are not allowed to win, Nicole.
That's true.
Oh, my daughter's on here. That's great.
Isn't that cool? I love that. Very, very good. Well, thank you so much. And John really has these books are incredible. They're absolutely something that you want to pick up. So make sure you go and drop John a line through the website and connect there. So, you know, John, we talked a little bit about this, right? You made a pivot in the last couple of years in terms of what you're doing and how you're going about doing it. And I just would love to hear, you know, that like some of the fresh lessons that you have experienced over the last couple of years is as you have built a new team and what you're seeing out there that's working really well for you right now.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, number one, being, you know, having those good, solid relationships and all of that comes from the past, right? How you treat people, right? How you make people feel, following through with your commitments and what you say, you know, and, you know, I've never had a short experience. I mean, you know, my last experience was 7 years. The 2 experiences before that were each 12 years. I mean, things really have to be dire for me to make a decision to move. I've gone through some incredible, you know, ups and downs, but at the same notion, you can't have your head in the sand and completely ignore, you know, certain things, right? So, you know, it's always challenging, but it's always exciting and it's always an opportunity to grow, which, you know, I think that's one of the things that is happening. You know, Eric talks about this all the time, right? You know, people with social media and different things that have happened where they're not talking to people. They are growing businesses to a certain point, but and making crazy money, right? One of the things that I learned early on is wouldn't it be a shame for your business to grow and you didn't, right? Wow. That was one of my mentors shared that. And I'm like, wow, that is profound. He probably got it from Jim Rohn. I think Jim Rohn probably has said that as well. But the personal development, growing as a person, you know, not being stubborn and closed-minded, but not being a ping pong ball in a wind tunnel. Yeah, and you know, listen, right? Listen, take it all in, but use your common sense to see if it makes sense or not.
And it takes a long time to build these things. And you know, you hear a lot of people saying, "Oh, I made $50,000 in my first month." Well, call me in a year, because normally those people do build a, you know, because there's some sort of pack that they're able to buy or some sort of game show that they're able to pull off. But network marketing is a journey. And it's great that you made some money at the beginning. Great that you made some money in the middle. And terrific that you make money at the end. And you want to be making money all three places. But the most important thing is think about the people you're bringing with you. Because, man, I'm telling you what, when it goes to heck in a handbasket, you have got to, like, take responsibility that you chose the wrong company for them or something went wrong. And they will respect the fact that you've got to say, hey, man, we got to pivot. It's just that the handwriting's on the wall. We need to make a decision right now. And my hat's off to you. I've known you a long time. You're one of the most solid guys I know. You would never do anything without consideration and done lightly. And I know you're going to knock them dead. And I know the company you joined. I know the upline you joined with. And you've got all the cards stacked in your favor. But what I want to say is the work involved. Whether you've got an established organization or you're rebuilding like John's doing right now, make no mistake, it's work. The difference between what I do and what corporate America does, I'm in the middle of the ocean on a cruise ship right now because I get to work wherever I am, but make no mistake, I have to work. Is that the understatement of the year, John?
Absolutely. You know, coming back to Eric, I was at, this is about a year ago, right? We're at one of his in-home mastermind events, and you know, Jeff Roberti is, you know, zoomed in to our, and I, you know, number one, you know, what he shared was just like listening to him 30 years ago, right? I mean, just rock solid stuff. But he said something, he said two things I want to share, is he said, you know, number one, he said, I signed the back of the check, the company signs the front of the check. Right? He said, don't ever forget that. Right? You can have your input. I thought that was just, I mean, that was just profound, right? But the other thing he says, we have, residual income, right? But it's not, what's the word I'm looking for? It just came to me when we were talking here, but it's not passive. It's not passive income. It can be residual income. If you stop working, it will eventually disappear. Right. And so, and of course, we know one of the key fundamentals of being a leader in this business is example. I mean, you can enjoy yourself, but don't, you know, completely take your hands off the wheel or you're going to run into the ditch.
Learn the difference between passive income and residual income, because there is a complete, you know, one of the speeches of the industry is, do what you don't want to for a while so you can do what you want to for the rest of your life, which is kind of true. But never, ever, ever think that this thing is passive income. It will stop. And the name of the game is figure out what you want to do. Figure out how to do it in a way that you love it. And because you're finally making some money, hire somebody to do what you don't want to do. That was the smartest thing I ever did, was just get everything that was unfun for me out. So I wake up every day just with my hair on fire doing what I want to do, because I've got the luxury of a big enough check that I can offload most of that work to my wife. No, to somebody else. Sorry.
No, I think that's really a important concept, and it's something that when Eric's talking to big leaders, it's one of the big things that he talks a lot about, right? Is like, you know, could you just kind of ride your coattails and take a check and whatever? For at least for a while, you absolutely could. And is that serving your company? Is that serving the people who you've made commitments to help them build who aren't in that position? You know, it's like, and, you know, again, maybe your people, your top line leaders have all made it, but have their next layer of people all, you know, like at some point that stops working. And so you've got to be the example of the person that you want to be. And you do get the luxury of maybe in the cash flow to be able to allow you to do that. You do get, you know, the wisdom of being able to build your life the way you want it to be and to do the things you want to do or to do it from the places that you want to do it or whatever. But at the end of the day, this thing runs on the fact that it requires continued leadership. It requires continued investment in these relationships. And you guys are both great examples of how important that really is.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the other things that I believe, right. And, you know, cause you can take some time, just like you, Tom, you're working, you're on a cruise ship, but you're taking time to be on here. It doesn't take that much effort or that much involvement to have that presence, to have your hand on the wheel, right? But where your income becomes as close to permanent as possible is when you have your leaders making money, right? It's not about if you're making sure you're, because if they're making money, they're going to keep doing what it takes to keep that money coming in, which creates a secure income for you, right? But if they're struggling, you know, that's another thing. I just said struggle. I mean, if you're in a situation and, you know, you're struggling, but most of the people out there are doing okay, you need to look in the mirror. But if the struggle is across the board and maybe there's just a small pocket of someone doing okay, then there's something bigger at play, right? That you really need to think about. What can I do? How can I fix this? How can I, you know, if you're a big leader, get the attention of the company to, I mean, just that line alone, right? If you're struggling, your team's struggling, look in the mirror. But if the struggle is across the board, then there's something more at play here.
That's I agree with you. And going back to the conversation, people tell me all the time I should retire. I'm 72 years old. I am retired. This is what I love to do. And so many people, you know, how much money do you make? And they know I make a ton of dough. And they go, you've worked so hard. You've earned it. No. I'm just telling you, no. Digging ditches is hard. Working for somebody else is hard. Not being able to control my destiny is hard. This is what it is. But it sure as heck does not feel like hard work to me. It feels like consistency. It feels like discipline. It feels like wonderful stuff around people, but it sure as heck isn't hard. And do you agree with that?
No, 100%. And matter of fact, I love a quote from Earl Nightingale. And he says, you want your life to be like a broken motion picture, right? You want to be in full stride, right? And that's, you know, when the end is there, if you're in full stride, living your fullest versus, you know, sitting on a couch somewhere waiting for the day to pass. I mean, that's no fun. And many times that's what retirement is. And so I'm the same. My retirement is just maybe, you know, not being quite as available, but I'm still doing it. It's where I get my energy. It's where I get my, you know, excitement from is the field and being a part of something that you can really grow.
That is so, that's so cool. And what a gift to be in a profession where you can retire into your business instead of feeling like, good Lord, just get me out of this thing. That's the dream. And so it's powerful. Stick around. We're going to take one more break on the Legacy Leadership Show. We'll be back right after this.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We're talking to John Haramza, and I want to give a shout-out to our buddy Chadillac, who is here with us, who I just love, and I got to talk to him earlier today. So, Chad, glad you're here with us. And final segment, we mentioned something towards the end of the last piece of the conversation that I think is really, really important, and that it is a standout from both of you. So for any of you who ever wonder what it's like to get to interview all of these amazing famous people, what it is like most of the time is, oh good God, are they please going to show up? And like 2 minutes before they get on there. And John was here 5 minutes before the early time that I asked him to, because I assumed he'd be 20 minutes late. And I was like, holy moly, this guy is the real deal. And he goes, you know what? I am consistent. And I make sure that I'm on time, and I make sure that I use the time that people give me with total respect, and that's what I love in other people. And, Dad, you're like that, too. You're just consistent like clockwork, and there must be something to that because you guys have done okay in this business. And so, John, you know, did that consistency come naturally to you? Is that something that you learned along the journey and have just built into yourself? Where does that come from for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been consistent, and I've always been a person that when I say something, I don't take it lightly. I will, you know, do my best to follow through with whatever it is I say or commit to. And it's just been part of me. I guess it's my character. I'm sure it's spawned from, you know, my dad was a very hard worker and, you know, my upbringing, I guess, but, you know, also, not losing your head and thinking you're all that to where you're too important to, you know, pay attention to someone or what have you, right? So, you know, as you're talking to, you know, some words come to mind that are just incredibly important to building a legacy, to building a big business here, right? You know, one is, you know, belief, right? Because people buy people. So you've got to constantly be working on your belief. And sometimes it can be incredibly challenging when there's challenges going on that are out of your control. But, you know, if you believe that we can get through this, that we're going to get it fixed, that, you know, this is going to get corrected, and a lot of times it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. So you got to have that belief. And I mean, that's one of the things when people say, John, what's the most important element for success? It's your belief. If your belief is struggling, you're struggling. And so do whatever, I mean, whether it's a conference, whether it's getting on the, you know, phone with an upline or just plain being plugged in. If you're not plugged in, you're going to also disappear, especially if you're brand new. You got to be plugged into what's going on, right? That's where you're going to, I mean, one story, you know, can light you up. But if you're not there and you miss it, right? So, the second thing is focus. Right. You can't be, at any time I've ever made big money, I've been laser focused. right? I mean, you got to be focused in to really make money. And then the other word is the one we just started with was consistency. I mean, if you're not consistent, you're starting over all the time. And so, but it's consistency in everything, right? Consistency in your prospecting, consistency in your follow up, right? Consistent with your three-way phone calls, consistent in your message. You know, I talk about it, you know, in my main book, right? I don't have I should do a little booklet on this. I call it a personal checkup, right? It's, you know, ask yourself and being honest with yourself. You know, how am I really doing? And I've done this most, as far back as I can remember. You know, how am I doing with the example I'm setting, with the prospects, with the follow-up, with the three ways, with the personal development? You know, how am I doing? How am I doing? How am I doing? And constantly trying to be better, right? I mean, that's the key to growth, is constantly striving to do and learn and be better, and don't get caught up in your success and thinking you're all that, because when about the time you know start thinking that is about, you know, about the time things are going to fall apart for you.
There you go. Pride comes before the fall, right?
Yeah.
That's it, super well said and really important. Dad, go ahead.
So, John, over 20 years ago, I was prospecting a guy from Breckenridge, Colorado. I just looked in my contact mapping app, and his name was Bob Beicher. He was a big-time pharmacist up there, and he told me the best network marketer he ever met in his entire life was you. Living up in Minnesota, you might have been doing that deal called Javita way back then. And it was so cute. You're in my notes from way back then. And his little boy, Daniel, was just a tyke at that point. Now the kid's all grown up. But that's the kind of relationships that you have in this business. And that's the importance of taking notes on people. Because once you write it down, you never forget it. And there's so many things to remember about every human being if you'll just take the time to do it. And they freak out that you have that information all those years later. But that's what's made John John. That's what's making Tom Tom. And that's what's making Adrian Adrian. Just please, the best thing people love about every one of you is what you remember about them. And keep that in mind and just be a better human being. Treat them like human beings, not prospects. Drop them off right where they want to be, and you're going to have John's life. And his life has been great. I love you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I remember that call, because when you talked to Bob that 20 years ago, the two of you three-way called me.
Yeah. And that's getting back a week or two. So,
yeah,
that's all what right. We do.
Hey, we got to get out of here on the big radio. Next week, James Zhang. Thanks for listening on Legacy Leadership. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.